I think with that document, what you've got is sort of angle or approach that Pope Francis has been sort of talking of since he came in as Pope, which is a more compassionate approach, like a more human approach and a less legalistic approach. What I mean by that is it's not so much saying what the Catholic Church believes to be right, to be true, to be the perfect situation. Because I think you'll still get, when you ask that question, Catholic Church would say marriage rather than cohabitation. I don't think that is going to change. However, to recognize the reality that certainly in the West, many people live together without going through any formal marriage commitment, that we still have a mission to minister to these people. We don't sort of cast them off and say they are, you know, excommunicated or terrible sinners or something like that.
Looking at the document also, there is a view of what are considered to be non-traditional relationships, including same-sex marriages. What would this mean for Zimbabwe itself, where homosexuality has been condemned by the church itself?
Well, I don't think it's going to have an effect on the majority popular opinion in Zimbabwe or most countries in Africa. But again, it's the same thing. You will not get the Catholic Church saying it's okay to have a marriage between two people of the same sex. I don't think that's going to happen probably ever, or certainly not in 100 years. But to say that there are people who are living in that sort of relationship and that they need to be ministered to by the church and not excluded.
If some of the contents in this document are seen to have fruition, would it change the way that Catholics themselves within the church view some of these issues?
I know about Europe, I know about North America, I know about Africa, I can't talk about Asia. But certainly Africa in general, I think your large majority would be thoroughly against same-sex relationships. But in Europe and North America, I think it's very rapidly become, you know, very widely acceptable. But I don't think the Catholic Church is going to make a fundamental change in its opinion about the ideal sort of human relationship. But it's going to be compassionate and it's going to be more accepting of such relationships and less condemning and less legalistic.